to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 376 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. This is Ed, and on this week's show, we're going to bring you an episode of Womp Rat Radio. We did this a bunch of weeks ago, and we wanted to do it one more time. As you know, Womp Rat Radio is another podcast we produce. Sam is the master Jedi of that show, and we put it out every couple weeks. With Stan Solo, Jimmy and I are on it, and we basically talk all Star Wars. This week, Sam had an incredible interview with Craig Skaggs. Now, Craig is an artist who is down at this year's Festival of the Arts down at Epcot. And he is an incredible artist. He does a lot of different types of artwork, but I think what we're going to hear tonight is going to be mainly about his work with Disney and with Lucasfilms. Craig's artwork is very, very expressive, and he does a lot of other subjects. It's very, I would kind of characterize it as pop culture. However, as you listen in on tonight's show, you'll get to decide for yourself. So again, that's Womp Rat Radio, and you can find that on the internet. It's out there on YouTube and Facebook. And like I said, we do a show every couple weeks, and it is all Star Wars. And if you really enjoy hearing us talk about Disney, you're going to really like hearing us talk about Star Wars, too. Sam's show is a little bit more visual in that he does do a lot of things where we're kind of sharing the screen and discussing things we're looking at. So as you listen tonight, keep that in mind. I don't think it really detracts from the audio podcast. So, you know, definitely don't worry about that part of it. But you can use your imagination once in a while as we go through the show. Okay, guys. Well, again, thank you for listening. And without any further ado, Sam, Stan, and Craig, take it away and may the Force be with you.
Hey guys, it's Sam from Sam's Disney Diary. This is Womp Rat Radio. Special guest tonight, Craig Skaggs. We're talking about Star Wars art, the Festival of Arts at Epcot. We're going to talk about some droids on stamps. It's going to be fun. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to WRRT, Womp Rat Radio, Tatooine.
Isley Spaceport. You will never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Impressive. Most impressive. You are not a Jedi yet.
The Force is what gives the Jedi his power.
I love you.
I know.
It traces, it binds the galaxy together.
I'm Luke Skywalker. I'm here to rescue you.
No disintegration.
As you wish.
Half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder!
This is where the fun begins.
At last, we will reveal ourselves to the Jedi.
Feel. Don't think. Use your instincts.
This is how liberty dies. With thunderous applause.
Ahsoka. My name is Ahsoka Tano.
Why did you come here?
Because of you and your apprentice.
You already know the truth. The belonging you seek is not behind you. It is ahead.
My name's Rex. But you'll call me Captain or Sir.
Sir, yes, sir!
They said 50 years old.
The commission was quite specific. The asset was to be terminated.
Never stop it!
Go ahead. Slow down. Might want to quit while you're ahead.
You might want to quit while you're behind.
Can't let tear this ship apart until you found those plans and bring me the passengers. I want them alive.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only
Not
help.
So fast. It appears I have an idiot's array.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
He doesn't like you.
Sorry.
I don't like you either.
I am Bo-Katan of Clan Kryze.
got a bad feeling about this.
Use the Force, Luke. Let go, Luke.
You can't win, Darth.
If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
Put Captain Solo in the cargo hold.
Be worse.
It's worse.
Ranger craft, do you copy? You have to reduce speed.
Almost there. Almost there.
Ranger craft, do you copy?
May the Force be with you.
Your destiny lies with me, Skywalker. Obi-Wan knew this to be true.
War's not like one great.
Thank Varric, that was close.
You were right. You were right about me.
Thanks, everyone, for joining me. I am Sam. Just jump right in here. Who do I got tonight? I got Mr. Stan Solo. What is happening, my man? How are you?
Hello, hello. Is it just me or is your voice and picture not matching?
Oh, no. Is that true? Hopefully it matches up in a second.
It's like watching a Chinese movie. Maybe it'll get back. Maybe we'll come back. Maybe it could be my connection.
Let's hope it gets back. That's for sure. Special guest tonight, Stan.
Yeah, I'm excited. Craig.
Skaggs, Craig, what is up? Look at where you're at. Look,
you got
the Rebellion shirt on. You got artwork behind you. This is awesome, dude. Thank you for joining us.
Well, glad to be here.
We're going to get to that stuff. I don't even know where to start. So thank you guys for joining us. Those that are watching, we absolutely appreciate it. If you have any questions, pull those up here. I did have a couple of things that I wanted to touch on very quickly, if that's okay. Because we always cover a little bit of news here on the show. So from a news perspective, we learned today that we got droids on stamps coming out in the U.S. Postal Service. That's kind of cool.
That's pretty cool.
So I do that droid. It's like girls on film, but droids on stamps. If you're from the 80s, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
There should have been illustrations, though.
They should have commissioned an artist to do this.
You're
absolutely right. Yeah. You're absolutely right, because these are great artwork here, by the way. We got R2, C-3PO, BB-8. Mm-hmm. Kind of cool. There are 10 of them, by the way. Chopper, Dio, and K2SO. It's cool. The Chopper's getting some love. I love that they got the animated right in there. That's cool as can be.
And Dio gets no love anywhere.
It's cool
to see Dio in there.
It is. K2SO. Sure. No problem there. And rounding them out are a medic droid, the 2-1B droid, IG-11. Interesting. Mm-hmm.
From Mando.
Absolutely. Gonk, which is a big battery pack that walks around, right?
Gonk is my favorite. I love Gonk.
They're everywhere. And the Millennium Falcon, I mean, L3.
Another one that doesn't get much love, other than from Lando.
Not much. Spring 2021, we look forward to those. Which, by the way, this isn't the first time that Star Wars has been featured on U.S. postal stamps. In fact, there's quite a history of that. So in 2007, there were some stamps, and in 2017... they went from 41-cent stamps to 50-cent stamps to now forever stamps, but it is what it is. Thought that was interesting. Lastly, a quick nod to some new merchandise that's coming to Walt Disney World. this Monday, we have some Mando stuff, the child streetwear, a handbag, a backpack. You see some of the stuff there. So look for that at shopdisney.com or at the parks.
Very cute. That's
kind of cool. Cute. Yes, exactly. All right. With that, you're here, man. We already introduced you. See, I wanted you to be here for that. So
I am here.
First, before we start, tell me, how the heck did you get started in this whole thing, Craig? What got you to the point where you can be sitting in front of two paintings that you did that are absolutely amazing? How'd that work for you?
How did I get started with Star Wars, or how did I get started?
In general.
Well, I've been a professional illustrator for almost 30 years now. So I started out...
Were you 10 years old when you started?
Yeah, that's it. No, I actually started out even before that. I started out working for a children's book publisher when I was still a junior in high school.
Oh, nice.
But I started full-time professionally around 1993, and then working for an advertising agency. And I worked in ad design for many years, and then kind of progressed into... cover illustration, and then I heard that there was a search going on for an illustrator to do Star Wars art for Brown Shoe Company's line of shoes.
Oh, so it started okay.
So I was doing the advertising at the time and doing a cover illustration, and I heard about this contest. So I did some Star Wars art and turned it into Brown Shoe Company, and Skywalker Ranch picked me to do the Star Wars art for the shoe line.
That's cool.
So I started doing the
shoes. So you got them here. All right. We'll start with shoes. A Darth Vader shoe. So, Kim, by the way, thanks for joining us. So I have to ask the question, Craig.
Yeah.
How do I get them in a size 10 and a half men's? That's what I mean.
Unless, you know, I heard that all the time. You know, when I was making these, they're like, man, I wish they made those for adults. And we'd make a lot of money if you did.
Yes, exactly.
But I started doing the illustrations on the side. And then after a meeting that I had at Skywalker Ranch, the guy that
went to Skywalker Ranch. Come on.
I went to Skywalker Ranch. I had a meeting there and then a brief tour around the facility. Got to see some of the work that they are, the actual props that they had in the display cases. George had a whole bunch of original Norman Rockwells and Drew Struzans and everything on the walls. It was
George had all this stuff, Stan. It's no big deal.
George Lucas. So after that meeting, the guy that I was working with at Brown said, how would you like to try your hand at actually designing the shoes? So on the plane ride home, I started doing some design work, and then I started designing the shoes and eventually started actually designing what the
is that like a bunny slipper but with Darth Maul on it?
Yeah, it's a slipper with Darth Maul, and here's another slipper with
Pod Racer. Or not the Pod Racer, the Naboo Fighter.
There you go.
Naboo Fighter. Yeah. Okay, so this is episode one. So this is around 1999, 2000 ish.
Yeah, well, it was a little bit before that, because I actually, when I was at, I got to see episode one before they had any special effects or anything. I got to see a preview of it, so I could get some ideas on, there it is.
There's the Naboo Fighter. I knew you were reaching for something there, Stan. That's good.
And you had one back there.
You get your shelves back there for a reason.
So
everything within reach.
I started working on designing the whole shoes and then progressed into doing design work for in my career, I've designed for about 100 different companies, different products.
So it's not just art, but art is.
No.
Nope. What do you like doing better, designing a shoe or sitting down with a blank canvas and starting?
Painting. Yeah. Painting is my passion. From everything that I've done from commercial advertising work to the medical illustration that I do now for medical journals. I do that mostly in Photoshop, but traditional painting is what is my passion. That's what I love doing.
That's awesome. And to start with a blank canvas and just start, you end up with a website like this at Acme Archives.
Exactly.
That's kind of cool. So how does Acme Archives play into this? What's that relationship exactly? Are they Lucas?
They are the biggest licensor for Lucasfilm art, for fine art, Lucasfilm fine art. Okay. So I got a hold of them. I met an official Disney artist at one of the conventions that I went to. And I was, telling him about my history with Star Wars. And he said, well, then you've got to contact Acme Archives because they are the largest licensor of Lucasfilm art. So I contacted them, and I had actually just done the painting, the Odd Couple painting with Chewbacca with the porg on his head.
I did that painting
for a convention and submitted that to Acme Archives, and they immediately signed me. And I've been working for them for about 3 years now.
And that's awesome. Acme Archives is a big part of Epcot's Festival of Arts every year.
Yes.
And I know that you were there the last couple of years with COVID, maybe not as much traveling this year, but that's you in the Acme Archives booth last year. That's pretty cool.
That is me, yeah. And
two of your paintings up above you there.
So was the Odd Couple the first one you submitted to our Acme?
The Odd Couple was the I had submitted a few images, but they liked that one so much. That's the one that they kind of keyed on for signing me.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool.
And then the first official piece that I did for them was the Porg No Evil.
Oh, okay.
Which I think I have a picture of, because I happen to be in the same booth, same year, just not the same time as you. And I think I took a picture of that painting you're talking about. Is that it?
Well, that's my follow-up. That's Ewok No Evil.
Oh,
that's
okay.
That's a part two one. Yeah.
That's the Ewoks in the See No, Speak No, Hear No Evil. I like it.
Yeah, Porg No Evil was so successful, they asked me to do a follow-up piece. So I did the Ewok No Evil.
That's awesome. Do you have one there, Stan? Is that what you reached for?
I was going to say my favorite of the Star Wars ones is this one. This was the one.
Nice. Yeah. Yoda.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I have a slide of that one coming up, but that is cool.
Yeah.
That is cool. Now, the one that I gravitate to is still available on the Acme Archives website. Ooh, no, I like that one too.
That one's awesome too. I got to get a frame for that one yet.
You got to get a frame for it, yeah.
I got to get a frame for that one yet. I know. It's a year this week that I bought it. Or
nice.
Did I get that one at Celebration? That might have been at Celebration. So it's not quite a year yet.
Got it. So if I go to the website, the one that jumped out to me happens to be behind you right now, Craig. So I want to talk about that. But
all right.
He's all yours, Bounty Hunter. And this is, I'm going to highlight you here, because behind you, that's it. Behind you there, dude. That's big.
That is the life-size canvas that they printed. They also printed a 13x19 paper print. But they printed this life-size canvas, and
which
it is amazing.
I love it. And now the one thing that you may be able to see maybe a little better in this image. So I imagine that this is Han Solo after he falls onto the ground, and you have Darth Vader and Boba Fett sort of looking over him when Darth Vader in the movie says, "He's all yours, Bounty Hunter."
Well, it's actually when he rises up back out of the cryo chamber.
When he comes up, okay.
The red lights and smoke are coming up.
The lights on the bottom shining up.
And then those red lights are where the two shadows are falling on the...
Got it. And by the way, that smudge in the middle is me. That is not the art. If you look over this way, I'm not sure what I did to that, so I ruined it. But this is
the coolest thing on this is the shadows.
Yes,
Sam, the shadows. The shadows?
Yes.
Yeah, and Vader.
And Vader on this side.
Yep. Yeah.
Looking down on the Han. That's a great piece. So what goes into determining what the piece is going to be that you're going to paint and that image of when it comes up out? Do you have to get that approved by anybody, or is that just a thought?
Yeah, okay. No, I have to submit a sketch to Acme Archives first.
Okay.
And this one actually went through a revision. I did a sketch, and I originally had Leia's face looking, kind of very sad, worked into the details of the metal of the carbonite.
Okay.
As kind of a hidden something you'd have to look at, like an Easter egg.
Okay.
And they said, no, that's too muted. Can you think of anything else?
Hmm.
And then I got the idea of the shadows.
Got it.
And then I submitted the new sketch, and they said, yes, absolutely do it. But they're the ones that actually came to me and asked me if I would paint a painting of Han and Carbonite that they could print life size.
That's so pretty cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
that's cool. Did they do that for the other ones? Has that happened for other art?
They only printed one other life-size piece, and that was a Darth Vader by, I think, Cliff Cramp painted that Vader.
Got it. That's pretty cool.
Yep,
that's really cool. So if we go, hey Jimmy, what's happening, man?
The thing with the life-size Han and Carbonite that last year's Art Festival of the Arts, they sold out as soon as they went up. Like they would put one up, and like within the hour, they were gone over and over again.
Is that framed, or is that rolled up and going in a tube, or how are people getting that thing home?
They only sell it rolled because they don't want to deal with shipping something that's already stretched that large.
Especially when you are in the back of World Showcase in a booth and you need to, how do you get that thing out of there?
Here's the thing though. They will stretch one and hang it on the side of the tent as a display,
Right.
Now, their intent is not to sell their displays, but people come and they want the stretched one. They want the one already stretched.
Got it.
And yeah. And the first thing they say is, well, do you have a vehicle big enough to transport this home? And a lot of people will walk out to the parking lot and then walk back and say, it didn't fit in my car. So,
oh, geez. So roll it up for me. It didn't fit.
Well, they can't roll it up after it's been stretched.
Okay.
So
take it back and give me a rolled one.
Can you ship it to my resort? And, yeah. I'll, and I'll pick it up at the gift shop.
Oh, my. Oh, my. All right. So while we're on that general track, this is the one that jumped out to me. I mean, yeah. Last year. Was this commissioned? Did you have to go through that same process to get approval to paint this?
No, this one was a little bit different because
we're looking at a Boba Fett picture for those of you listening.
In 2019, I had prepped a couple of very small canvases to possibly do some painting while I was at the art festival. And I actually painted a little Screaming Porg. I painted him while I was there, but this one was just kind of, I had a little bit of the background muted in and Boba Fett was kind of just like a key line pencil. And I had the canvas just sitting around and I thought, I'm just going to finish that. And I told them, I said, I got this thing that I started. I'm just going to finish it. I'll submit it to you. And if you like it, then, you know, we'll go ahead and print it. And I did this painting and I submitted to them and they said, absolutely. We'll print that.
So you did it at Festival of Arts?
No, I did the Screaming Porg at Festival of Arts.
Of course you did. So you just set up outside of the booth. You set it up and just started painting it right there with everybody walking by.
The Porg one did inside the tent when it was wringing its butt off.
Oh, gee.
One day. And we had a river coming through the tent, and I was sitting in the tent painting that Screaming Porg.
Well, you can't paint at 3 o'clock in Orlando. That's the problem. That's when it rains.
It was raining all day that day. I was there.
Oh, it was
day.
Crazy.
It was pouring. Crazy. Tell the story about the family that came by while you were painting that porg.
Yeah, that was so cute. This I was inside painting, and this family came in with this little boy and little girl, and I was painting on him on the porg, and I handed the paintbrush to the little boy. I said, "Here, you do some painting." And he's just like, no, no. And I'm finally convinced him, come on, you can do it. And he started painting on it. And he was painting and he was having a really good time. And then I handed the paintbrush to the little girl. I said, she was a little bit older. And I said, here, you try it. And she just absolutely wouldn't. But the family stuck around for a little bit more while I was painting. Then they left. Well, a little while, I think that same day, they came back. They had to check on the progress of the painting.
Sure.
How it was coming along. And then the next day they came back too. So it was just like, the mom of course was recording her, the boy painting.
It That's
was
really cool.
It was a really special moment. Yeah. It was fun.
But like, talk about some amazing Disney magic there. You get to go and work on some official Lucasfilm fine art.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I did that. I'd be buying that one, whatever it was. So, I did that. That's cool. So that's one of the Boba Fetts. Another one that is of real interest to me is this one.
Yeah, Fett Collects,
and I love it. And I don't know when did you release this one? What year?
This one came out 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
3 years ago. It's the second painting that I did for them, and it's the only original that I've sold to George Lucas.
So a couple of things there. Number one, you sold the original to George Lucas.
I did.
Did you deliver it to Skywalker Ranch when you took it out there? Is that what
I wish. No, I had to stick it in the mail.
You had to stick it in the mail.
Yeah.
I love this because there's a Krayt dragon in it. And this is before Mando. That's why I was asking you when it came out, because we knew about Krayt dragons on Tatooine and they were in card games, but we never really saw one. And you have it in your photo here. Clearly it's a baby based on what we saw in Mandalorian.
Yeah. Well, this is about the size of the one that C-3PO walked past.
Exactly.
So, and I've always loved that scene of C-3PO walking past, and it was just kind of a throwaway shot, but I've always loved it. So when I thought about doing this piece, I'm like, well, God, I got to put that skeleton in there.
Sure. And it makes sense. We didn't know the story where it was going to go. So clearly they approved this one ahead of time. So, that's fine. Slave One landing in the background. Looks like Jabba's castle and Krayt dragon.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. And his armor flapping in the wind.
Yeah.
So I, do you guess this is before this? I'm guessing is before The Empire Strikes Back, but I could just be.
Before Return of the Jedi. As in between Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, where he delivers Han Solo to Jabba the Hutt.
Okay. Fett collects. He's delivering the carbonite. He's collecting his
collecting the bounty. Yeah.
I absolutely love that, dude. That's awesome.
Thank you.
That's awesome. And that's the other one that's behind you. So then that's not the original behind you.
No. This is a G Clay canvas print.
That's a G Clay canvas. So that's still available. That's what we could pick up.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I like it. It's still available right there at Acme Archives for sure. And the next one we have is the one that Stan was showing. Sorry.
Yeah. The Impossible.
Stan, this is your favorite.
That's what I love. This one. I love the angle. It looks like it's like a snail view. Yeah.
Looking up and like looking impossible, up at it, impossible coming from Luke's comment to Yoda that it's impossible to pick this X-wing up out of the swamp. Exactly. And here's Yoda picking it up.
Yep.
Maybe it was R2. It had to be a snail because R2-D2 is not smaller than Yoda.
And this is another one where Acme Archives came to me and said, would you be interested in depicting this scene in some kind of unique way? And I said, absolutely. And right away, this angle came to my mind of just a kind of a snail's eye view looking up past him to the X-Wing flying overhead. I thought that's such an original angle. No one would think of that. So,
yeah, you're right. Because it's clearly not in any of the movies, and it's good. The lighting effects around Yoda, the halo, I love it.
Right, exactly. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you can get a picture of the still and paint it, and it looks exactly like, you know, the same angle. But I love it that it's a different angle. That's what I really like about this one.
Yeah.
So I'm going to guess that this one, the Yoda Impossible, it came out at about the same time as the other one that Stan showed you, which is the AT-AT with the snowspeeder flying around. They look similar in style. Clearly, it's your style.
Yeah.
But it's also that different angle that we haven't seen before, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. No, this one came. I did this one about over almost 2 years later. And I wanted to do something epic with this one. I wanted to, you know, show that speeder, you know, just the scale of everything and this big battle going on.
The speeder with the tow cable trying to take out an AT-AT.
Right. And another thing that I wanted to do is just detail the heck out of it and just make it insane.
Right, with another so speeder up above it, sort of in flames, on fire, and you got a whole bunch. It looks like they're going for the knuckles on that one there. I love that. It's cool stuff. And that's just another one in your lineup, and they just keep going. And I think the first one you talked about that you gave them was a Porg on Chewbacca's head. There's a look at the whole thing.
That's the one that got me the contract. I actually did that before I even signed with them, and that's the one
that
got me the contract.
That's the one that started it.
Yep.
Half of Chewbacca's head and a Porg on top, just looking like, hey, what's up?
Him not, Chewie not looking too happy about the situation.
No, he looks a little, just by his eyes, which his eyes and his nose, he looks a little perturbed at the thing on his head.
He's not impressed.
No.
All right. This is the one you saw, the Ewoks No Evil.
The Ewoks No Evil, and that's got to be Wicket in the center. Is that, who are the other Ewoks?
Low gray
and
is it Tiku or something like that?
I think so. With Wicket in the middle on top of the stormtroopers. Yeah. Love it.
Well, that was kind of interesting. When I turned this original sketch, I didn't have him standing on the, helmet, and I didn't have the Ewoks with the head pieces.
Oh, okay.
And they asked me, there's like, would you be interested in putting the head pieces on there? It might add some interest. And I said, okay, I didn't want to detract, but okay. And I put the headpieces on, but then I thought, well, wait a minute. I want them kind of all evened out in height.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure.
So why not have the headpieces on the two on either side and have Wicket standing on one of the stormtrooper helmets. And that would be kind of an opposite thing. And it just worked out beautifully.
Yeah.
That is really cool. And that was the follow-up to the first one you did, which is one, right?
Yeah.
Porg No Evil.
Is that one is completely sold out.
Yeah, this sold like crazy at Celebration last year.
Yeah.
This one, he couldn't keep it. These sold unbelievable.
At the Epcot Art Festival before Celebration, it was just nuts.
Yeah. Got it in both of them. So tell me about Celebration. Are you in the Acme Archives booth at Celebration? Or are you in your own thing, or how'd that go?
They haven't notified me yet to see if I'll be at Celebration next year. I'm hoping so.
So how about the last time, the last year?
Chicago, were you, you were.
Yeah, at Chicago, I was. I was there at one of the Acme Archives tables, signing prints. And that was, you know, things are pretty crazy at Art Festival. I usually have, you know, there's a line of people out the Acme Archives tent, and there's usually a line of people at my table that I'm trying to get through. But there is, every once in a while, there's kind of a reprise, and but not at Celebration. It was just like, it was nonstop. And the guys from Acme kept coming over. Are you ever going to take a break? I'm like, not as long as there's a line of people at my table.
That's cool. You know what? And that's cool to do that, right? I'm here signing my art. How cool is this?
At Celebration, they were releasing that Porg No Evil as a collector pin.
Oh,
people were insane over those. They brought boxes and boxes of them, and they were instantly gone. And then they were constantly coming to the booth saying, do you have any more? When are you going to have any more? And as soon as the truck, we had to give these people lined up an update. The truck is out there. They're getting the dollies. They're
unloading. Oh my gosh.
As soon as the box hit, they're cracking open the boxes as fast as possible so we can get the, I mean, there's a line of people just waiting for these silly pins.
That's cool. Is that the only one of your art pieces that got a pin?
Yeah. So far.
That's cool. So far, I like the way you do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not done yet.
the Haunted Carbonite would make an awesome pin.
It'd be a big
pin. It would.
Well, just like a regular pin, but the shadows is what makes it, though, and the lighting on the bottom. That would make a great pin.
Oh, yeah. And you can even see that right behind you there.
The lighting.
The lighting's cool. Because it almost looks like the painting looks like you got the spotlight on it, but I know that's part of the painting, which is really cool.
Yeah,
that's, and it does on camera. It looks like you got a spotlight on it, but you don't.
And I get asked all the time if the original painting is like a relief where it's raised, but it's not. It's perfectly flat.
That's a heck of a job painting that. Then,
thank you.
What is it? Is it all oil, or what are you painting with primarily?
Acrylics.
Acrylics. Okay.
Yeah, people will go and put their hand on it, like expecting it to not be flat.
No, I kind of would think that. I mean, looking at it from here, it looks like it's not flat. I love it. So Star Wars, clearly you're a fan. When you start with Star Wars, is there a character that you gravitate towards? Is it whatever they ask you?
You know, it kind of changes right now, especially with them bringing Boba Fett back into The Mandalorian. I absolutely love that. I'm also, you know, really big Darth Vader fan.
Nice.
I guess I kind of drift more to the bad guys. But
I got a little bit of them behind me. You can see.
But yeah, you know, Yoda's great too. Yoda's a really, great character.
Got it. But it's not just Star Wars. You've done other things too.
Oh no. Yeah, no, I've got, long history of doing science fiction and fantasy art.
And we'll get there. But there's also some Disney stuff, too, which I thought we'd touch on.
Yeah.
And in fact, I have a couple of those because one of them, this is pretty cool right here. Hatbox Ghost.
Yeah.
So where'd you get your reference material for this? Did you go to Disneyland and ride like 20 times?
I wish. I just pulled it as online. I just pulled as many pieces as I could. I watched videos and did screen captures from videos of people who were filming as they were riding through the rides.
Sure. It's quick. The Hatbox Ghost is quick. I can't wait for Disney World to get it, but it's fast.
So I just had as much reference as I could to try to make it as detailed as possible.
And it is detailed.
What's really cool with this one is the original is painted in glow-in-the-dark paint.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. So when it gets hanging at Disney Springs, get them to turn off the lights and cover up the windows, and you'll see it glowing.
So is this stuff at Art of Disney Springs, and whenever it opens back up in Epcot, is your stuff there?
I have three pieces so far at the Art of Disney at Disney Springs. This piece is still waiting at the frame shop. It's all framed. I ordered a custom frame for it. It's all framed, but It's waiting for approval from Disney to be transported to the gallery.
Okay.
And then I have another piece that's sitting here waiting to go to the frame shop. But the thing is with Disney is that apparently the whole virus hit them very hard, and they're just, sure, they are backlogged to the gills apparently with, you know, 5 of their 7 galleries are shut down, which is what my work is primarily for.
Right.
So they're just trying to weed through and get it. So my pieces are keep getting postponed and keep getting postponed. So I'm just trying to hang in there, you know?
No, I get it. That doesn't stop you from creating though, right?
No, no.
Well, and that's the thing. I'm guessing every single Disney artist, while they were off, were all still creating.
Yeah.
So now they've got such a surplus of art. I could just imagine that it's overwhelming for them.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. You know, a lot of other artists are in the same situation I am with, you know, just being put on hold.
Yeah.
Got it. So I kind of to put two next to each other. You got the Hatbox Ghost here, the glow in the dark paintings. And then next to that, Dumbo. How do you go? I mean, there's such a contrast between the Haunted Mansion and you got Dumbo in bubbles in a bathtub. Well,
that's on purpose. I don't want to get myself pigeonholed into a certain area. There's just, you know, with Disney, they have so much.
Sure.
If I get stuck just doing one thing, I'm just going to drive myself insane. So I just want to touch on a lot of different audiences, a lot of different age groups, and just do, you know, as many as I can.
And that I think is really cool because it looks so great.
And the story behind the Dumbo that I love to tell with Stan is that I had finished this painting completely, sent an image to Stan, and he's like, oh, you got to add one thing. Well, he actually said, I love your hidden Mickey. And I'm just like, I hit a Mickey? What are you talking about?
I see it.
And then I said, okay, well, that wasn't intentional, but I have to do it intentional now since you told me.
Yeah, the one that I pointed out was the, I'm not sure if you can zoom in or not, Stan, Sam, on just the, not that one, but there's another one that's upside down, a three-dimensional one.
Yeah, I can't get zoomed in on it. But
you can't zoom in? But I can't point
it. Fine, they can find it on their own. But is that the one that was there originally?
That wasn't the original one. That was one he added after we chatted.
Yep.
Nice. Do we got to look for hidden Mickeys all the time now in your Disney stuff?
I do.
Okay.
Yep.
I love it. So, as an artist, when it comes to something like that, like creating a hidden Mickey, what goes into your thoughts? Like, are you trying to really hide it? Are you trying to make it obviously there? Kind of like, well, I think the Han Solo behind you.
Yeah, a little bit of both. I don't want to make it too hard to find, but then again, I don't want to make it too easy.
Hang on, the Hatbox Ghost has a hidden Mickey?
Yeah.
No, it does?
Does it? Go back. I didn't. Oh. I looked at that thing 100 times. Let's look at that. Wait a minute there.
So the Hatbox Ghost was after Dumbo then?
Yeah.
Yes, that's one of the latest pieces I've done.
Got it. I love the golden tooth in the front, by the way. Does the Hatbox Ghost have that? It goes by so quick.
It did from the reference pictures that I had.
Okay. All right. Yeah, yeah. So does Disney have to okay that? Like, So they're going to give it an okay just like LucasArts does. So right. For the Dumbo, does that go to Disney Pictures, to the people that did the live-action Dumbo to say, yes, it's good?
Yeah.
Got it.
And then depending on which department, Disney has a bunch of different departments, and depending on what it is, it has to go to that department too for another approval. It gets approved through the gallery division, and then it gets approved through that department as well.
Got it. So the Hatbox Ghost is going to parks and resorts and attractions, and the other one's going to Walt Disney Pictures.
Right.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't see a hidden Mickey.
You didn't see it? I see you still looking there, Stan. So we're all looking for a hidden Mickey on a Hatbox
Ghost. Is it on the chin?
No.
I don't think he wants you to know. He's not going to tell. Don't tell Stan. Let him go with this. has Stan bought this one yet?
It's not available yet.
None of my Disney prints are available yet.
I know. I'm waiting for them to be available. I got to get them.
And
when it's available, Stan can buy it and look all he wants.
Right. The last I heard, which was today, was an update, is that they're going to try to make them available come the my Well, you haven't shown them yet, but there's three of them that will become available in April, and then two more will become available a few months before Halloween.
Nice. That's good timing there. Hat Boss Ghost right at Halloween. In the gallery around the Halloween parties. Hopefully Halloween parties are back this fall. That's perfect for you, man.
Yeah.
That really is. All right. Let's go back to creating again. You showed us one of the shoes before. I got a picture of a couple of them here. But
yeah.
I mean, come on, man. The Vader with the guards behind him. What goes into that from you got the Death Star behind him in one, Death Star 2, Stormtrooper. What kind of goes into thinking how you're drawing the whole thing, then somebody else is making it the 3D that goes on?
Yeah, for these, I hadn't started designing yet, so I was just doing the artwork on the side. And then eventually I started designing the lowers, I started designing the soles, designing the uppers, designing the patterns they would print inside. I was, eventually I started doing the whole thing.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. And I got another one. You showed earlier your Darth Maul slippers, but that's a piece of your artwork right there, isn't it?
Yeah, those are the design drawings, yeah.
Those are the design drawings that became this. Right. Although the Padme ended up becoming the Naboo fighter, but that's okay.
Well, yeah, they had Padme too, but yeah.
Okay. Wasn't sure. I love it. That's good. Yeah. All right, so we'll get back to this. I'm going to go to your latest. At least I think it's your latest, and it follows along that Dumbo theme. It's a Lion King. How cool is that?
That's actually the very first painting I did for Disney when I signed
it. It's the first one you did for Disney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
When I became I have two contracts now, one with Lucasfilm, Acme Archives, and one from Disney Galleries. And when I signed with Disney Galleries, I wanted to really make an impact with my very first piece. So I did this one. The original painting is 24 by 36. So the lions are essentially life size.
Nice.
Yeah, and this one is currently at Disney Springs.
It is.
Yeah. The original.
Yeah, and
it is currently at Disney Springs.
Right. It is right now it's the centerpiece for their gallery. Everybody flocks to this one. And I get pictures all the time. The gallery workers will send me messages all the time about the people that have been gathering around this piece and begging them for the prints.
Disney's got to start selling those prints. Like
they don't have prints, so they only have the original, not a print. That's what you're saying.
So far,
got it.
Yeah.
Any famous people standing around getting their picture taken with it?
I wish. I mean, I'm waiting for that.
That's what I'm wondering. You get somebody down there like that?
It'd be great.
Holly from Grand Circle Tour.
Yeah. It'd be great if you get some of the voice actors that did.
I want to see James Earl Jones right next to that.
Yeah.
That would be great.
That would be amazing.
Oh, my God.
Only, Craig, only if you can get a Vader picture on the other side of him while you're here.
Right, right.
Now you're talking, right? To have good stuff.
Good stuff.
That's a good print. I still love those ones behind you. What else do you have in your, that's your studio that you're in?
Yeah, this is part of my studio. My drawing table is over there, and these are two of my easels, and I've kind of got most of the basement here is my studio.
Nice. Hey, it works, right?
Yeah,
that's what matters. It works, and I know that you have a lot of other stuff out there too. In fact, here's one of your websites, Facebook.com. There's that page there. Can't cut and paste that, but we'll get it there in a second. But a lot of other things too. I see the Joker. I see, is that Pikachu?
And that's Roy Batty from Blade Runner.
Okay.
Yep. And then I do wildlife and landscaping.
The wildlife's cool there. The sloth is like, wow. Now we know where the
special gift painting for my wife. I did when she was out of town for a few days. She has a thing for sloths and, it's a big painting, and I did it for her, and it goes over the bed, and I did it, and she absolutely loved it.
That's cool. I know on your Facebook page right now, you're selling some of your originals.
Yeah.
What goes into thinking, I need to sell this one, or I'm going to sell this one, or do you get connected to one you don't want to sell? What goes through an artist's mind when they decide to sell an original?
Well, what I found out is artists are different. You know, there's some people, even famous artists, you know, Norman Rockwell didn't really care about his originals. He would sell them. He would give them away. If somebody wrote to him and said that they absolutely loved a painting on one of the covers, he'd like roll it in a tube and send it to him. He was
how crazy.
I really love.
So prolific.
Craig.
Yeah.
Can you get that Boba Fett painting back from George Lucas?
Yeah. Cool. But then there's another, I don't know if you're familiar with the famous fantasy painter, Frank Frazetta, but he said, never let go of an original. So you have two different schools. I get really attached to my originals, but I know that I got to let some of them go.
You only have so much room on the walls, right?
Right, right. And then my flat files are completely filled, and I've got, you know, stuff on the walls, I got to get rid of some.
You have some posted on your Facebook page right now. I went ahead and did a screenshot. Yes. Are these still there? And by the way, it shows some of the variety that you have there. I mean, Spock looks awesome. Sci-fi genre.
Yep.
Adam West Batman, come on.
I love that one. How cool is that?
It just says pow to me. It just says comic book pow. And I know that's what you were after. It's so cool.
Right. And I actually did that painting right after Adam West passed away. It's sort of an homage to him.
Okay. So that was your inspiration behind that.
Right.
And I guess that's another question. So where are those inspirations? Where do they come from? We talk Star Wars, but just in general, you sit down and look at a blank piece of paper and think, I'm going to do... What?
A lot of inspiration. Some of them are just characters or subject matters that I've always been a fan of, and I've always wanted to do a piece of, and I'll do it because that's my desire. Some of them are because of the fans that approach me that keep saying, you know, if I have so many fans say you should do this, you should do this, then I know I should do that. And then sometimes I do paintings as homages to. I did a Carrie Fisher piece when she passed away, and I did Adam West when he passed away. I did that Roy Batty from Blade Runner after he passed away. So
got it. And actually, I think the next page I have here has the Carrie Fisher.
That's
nice, by the way. Right. That's really good. Love that. Don't Blink. And Mystery Science Theater 3000. How cool is that? So what's that? Is that something you did as a youngster, or where that?
Well, I did. They had a Mystery Science Theater 3000 night at the St. Louis Science Center. They used to have monthly art shows there, and I would go there and have a couple of tables and sell some stuff, and they had a Mystery Theater night, and so I banged out this painting in just probably about 2 or 3 hours. I just sat down and I cranked it out. And went there and just had a blast.
Craig, that's like Stan making a shirt. Just 2 or 3 hours, he blasted out. He gets himself fancy.
More like 8 hours, but
I was gonna say, if he makes a shirt that fast, that's good.
What's cool is Craig's shirt. He paints his shirts. He doesn't.
Is that blue milk, by the way, Craig? Is that blue milk?
It well, yeah, I kind of faked it. It's blueberries and vanilla almond milk, but it's blue.
That's okay. It's blue milk. Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Yeah. Craig, he paints his shirts. The Rebel logo on that on there.
This one, that's a painted Rebel logo?
Yeah.
Rebel artist. I love it. Rebel artist across the back. That is so cool. I like that a lot. So what's next for you? What are you thinking? More Star Wars or just trying to get...
I have a new piece that's in the final stages of approval for Acme Archives, a new Star Wars piece.
Nice.
So I just sent them the big high res version of it today. So it's in final stages of approval. They'll go to print on that soon.
I have a couple
other sketches that I've talked with them about.
Are we talking like original series or television series, or where is it? Or can you say anything?
That's it.
All right.
All I can say is the painting came out really beautiful. I think people are going to like it.
I can't wait to see it.
Yep.
See, I was trying to get you. Is it prequels? Is it cartoons? Is it live action? Is it from? Yeah.
The only thing I can say is that it's absolutely one of my most photorealistic pieces.
Oh, nice. And after seeing some of the art that we were talking to earlier, the one behind you, the one over your shoulder, which looks like is Han Solo sticking out. And I think part of that's because I've seen those before at Disney where they have it under the table. They used to have it at Star Wars weekends. It was a table with a glass top, and underneath of it was Han Solo kind of frozen in carbonite. So you thought it was him, but it was a three-dimensional piece that was clearly formed and molded. But I mean, that is cool because I can hang it on my wall. How tall is it?
It's about, it's about 7 feet tall.
So it's bigger than my door?
Yeah.
Darn it. I want it to be I want to hang it on the door.
I was thinking the same thing, that the doorknob gets in the way too, though. Yeah, you have to take the doorknob off. You want to cut a hole in it to put the doorknob through.
No. We need to work that into your next big one like that, Craig. I want a door. A doorknob? I want a spot where it will stick through and look at it anyway.
Weren't some people putting things like this on their refrigerator and like take up the whole refrigerator?
Yes. Yeah. That would be cool.
It'd be pretty neat.
It'd be really cool. Has anybody shared? Go ahead, Stan.
I made an R2-D2, not so much a decal, but it was like magnets of strips, and I made my fridge look like R2-D2 by doing different blue. And it was. I'll have to find a picture of it and send it to you guys.
Yeah, send me a picture.
Yeah.
That is pretty neat.
It looked really cool.
Yeah.
And then I did it on the fridge door because when I went on the cruise ship, I made my cruise ship door look like so I tried it on the fridge first before I went on the cruise.
Fun.
Very good. I like it. So that's one piece. Anything not Star Wars in the works, or just things in general, like the Mystery Science that you had an inspiration behind that one, but some of them just something happens and you say, you know what, that's moved me, I'm gonna do a piece.
I'm getting ready to do a couple of sort of a commission piece. I got another commission piece that I'm going to do. That's another one I can't really talk about, but I did a wildlife series. I did things in a wildlife series of it's like bird with a bug, and it just kind of matched. And the first one I did, Stan,
I love it so much.
Is still wanting to break into my house and steal it.
I know. As soon as that border is open, I'm coming down to St. Louis and getting Craig to leave the house somehow.
Bird with a bug.
The bird with the butterfly is the one that.
Yeah,
I have an upstairs a postcard of it that Craig sent me.
So if you go to kind of give anybody that might still be watching. Oh, wait a minute. I lost the website. I was going to say for anybody that might still be watching to give them an idea.
I don't think it's on the website.
If I can get up for a second, I can grab one of them.
Yeah, go for it, man.
And do you have the Olaf there, Craig?
I do. Hang on.
Because his Olaf, he just finished that one recently, too, and that's a really nice one as well.
Okay, this is one of the paintings.
Oh, hold on. Let me...
that's the bird with the bug.
The bird with the bug. Yeah,
that is cool.
Bird and a ladybug. I like it.
But the butterfly one is the one.
Well, that's upstairs. So.
Oh, that's upstairs. Okay.
That's upstairs. So sorry, we're not going to get that one.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find that one.
And hang on.
I'd probably find it quicker on your website, on your Facebook.
And this
that's is all right. Here we go.
Disney piece.
There we go.
Nice.
Yeah, that is cool.
Wow, I love it. Clearly from Frozen 2. That is cool. You got Olaf with, I forget what the name, the Spirit Light, Spirit something.
His name is Bruni.
Bruni.
Yep.
All right. I love it. That's good. That's good. And here, by the way, I got, here's some of the other stuff that's on your site. Which, by the way, there, Craig, I see some Darth Vader on here. Which I should have went to earlier.
Yeah, that's actually goes back to me doing the illustrations for the Star Wars shoes.
Oh yeah, nice. Yep. There's a couple of Vaders there. You get there's definitely some interesting things. An owl in the center.
Yeah.
And I see some of your cover illustrations. So the print that you did that ended up on the front of the books.
Yeah, I did those for when I was working for Random House Publishing in New York.
Nice. What goes into something like the 3PO here in the middle?
I did that. My niece contacted me. She was getting ready to go to a convention to meet Anthony Daniels.
Oh,
and she asked me if I had anything of C-3PO, and I said, no, but I'll paint you one. So I did that painting, and I sent her the original, and she took it to the convention to have Anthony Daniels sign it. And she sent me a text from the convention that said, Anthony Daniels has your original painting and he's running it around showing everybody.
Oh, that is so cool.
Yep.
And I could totally picture him doing that too. I could really picture him doing that.
Apparently he's a really nice guy.
Yeah, he is.
I definitely get that idea from him. So there's the details. Craig, thanks for spending some time with us, man. I got to be honest. I wish that you were like, oh, we got to do it next month because I'm at the Festival of the Arts for the convention.
Yeah.
Going on, but that's,
I wish,
you know, maybe we'll run into you there next year and we'll do some show live from there. That'd be cool.
I hope so. I hope things are going to be back to normal and all this stuff will blow over and I'll get out doing some shows again.
That's the plan for all of us. Dan Solo.
I'm hoping to be at D23 too next year. So
yeah, D23 on the even years now instead of the odd ones.
My first big Disney convention. I'm really looking forward to that.
Ah, D23. I've been to quite a few of those. Those are big. Those are big.
They're really big.
It's a different crowd, that's for sure.
It's a lot like Celebration, but Disney themed, basically.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Star Wars is just a piece of it, depending on what they're going to talk about and that kind of thing. But it's always cool.
I'm looking forward to it.
Always fun. Stan from the Solo Show, everything's good?
Yeah, you got to tune in next Thursday, a week from today, because Sam is on it.
I am? Oh, yeah, that's right. I am.
You forgot already.
I'm going to be on it, or I was? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. We already recorded it, and it was such a fun show. My cheek was still sore from laughing and smiling so much at that one. That was such a fun show.
Oh, that's good.
We played a little match game, and Sam versus Panda.
Yeah. Exactly. It was a throwdown.
It was intense there for a while.
So thanks for being with us, man. I appreciate it, Craig. I appreciate those of you that watched us live and are watching the replay. This is always fun to have. Can't wait to see you to talk more about Star Wars. 2 weeks, we'll be back right here with some more Womp Rat Radio. Stan, we'll see you then. Jimmy and Ed will be back as well. So for Womp Rat Radio and the Disney Nerds Podcast, and Craig, thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm very happy to be here.
I got a quick goodbye to run, and I'll be back. But may the force be with you.
You too.
May the force be with you.
Take care, guys.
Thanks for watching and listening to WRRT Womp Rat Radio Tatooine.
Goodbye, old friend. May the force be with you.
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 May the force be with us all.
And may the force be with you.
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you.
May the force be with us.
May the force be with you.
And may the force be with us.
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you both.
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you.
May the force be with us.
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you.
The force will be with you. Always.
Remember, the force will be with you. Always.
The Force is with you, young Skywalker.
May the Force be with you.
May the Force be with us.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back.